Good morning, everyone. So, Eidel, E-I-D-O-E-L. Oh, I had to get that in quick because I always find it hard to think how to spell your name, BJ. BJ Edwards, Eidel, and Fiona, Fidun, F-I-D-U-N-N. I've come up with what I think might be quite a cool thing, and I don't know that it's happened anywhere else. Well, who would do it at the end of the day? People would not want necessarily to be associated with such a thing. That what am I talking about? I'm talking about the archers. I should come out. Oh, he stinks. Go on, good boy. Let me clean up after you.
Lots of muck down here. I got to clean up after my dog.
The archers. I mean, there are lots, in my opinion, of closet archer listeners. I'm not one of them. I admit freely that I listen to the Archers and have done, mostly on, more than off, for a number of years. Hang on a minute. Oh, muck everywhere. Right, okay, it's more than I thought. There we go. Get the tractor out. So yeah, I think there are a lot of closet Archers. So I think fans. So I think actually that this new idea that BJ and Fidden have got, when they do a weekly discourse of the Archers, could equally attract lots of closet Archers fans to the fold of their podcast. What a great idea. So, okay, it goes like this. They're doing a, well, they say weekly it's going to be, but they did two already this week, I think. I haven't heard the other one yet, guys. I've got about 70 boos to catch up with. It's a great idea. So they're talking about, and I'm going to do a little bit now. I'm going to talk about, so yes, mine is likely to contain spoilers, although by the time I get to listen to the Archers, it tends to be well gone. And with, you know, really, you should have caught up by the time I've caught up. But I suppose mine's more sort of, I mean, they were saying, you know, about some of the storylines and the quality of it's improved and stuff like that, you know, production values and stuff. But my goodness, they don't have to keep changing the voices and the accents and everything else. But let's talk about things like, to try and get juicy. So, turn right. Good idea, guys. Love it. Yeah. Oh, it's a car right in the middle of the pavement. How awesome is that? What a plonker. How can you park a car there? Go on, Ush. We've got to try and do our best, you idiot. Yeah, and the tailgate's open. I hope they heard me. So the tailgate's open. The car's parked in the middle of the pavement. In the middle. Anyway, that could be on the Archers. What's the blind man going to do? Right, car coming. Hang on a minute. I'll get to this in a sec, sorry. Okay, Usher, please, come on. Good boy. Yeah, so, there's some big storylines at the moment, but, oh, they don't half go on, don't they? I'm quite a critique of Archers, really, one way or the other. I do like it. It's still made in Birmingham, which is good, because I think Birmingham needs some media goings on in itself, since Media UK got set up in Salford, near Manchester. Go on, Usher, good boy. But yeah, so there's a few stories. The one, if you listen to it at all, the one is around Helen and Robert Titchener, and the fact that he's you know what, I can't go through the whole thing, but he's a worm, really. I mean, and he's dodgy as anything. But at the moment, he was taking a paternity test to see if he was the father of his soon-to-be, wait, Usher, forward, ex-wife's, what do you call it? father of his ex-wife's son, daughter, whatever. Thing or whatever he seems to call it, and the paternity test has come back that it isn't his, But I think he's having her in the net. I think he's intercepted the post and he's copied the document, photocopied it or whatever, and reproduced it on a computer saying that it isn't him. I mean, how easy would it be to do that? Really easy. And then I think he's going to come back, Usher. I think he's going to get the open another account and have the money go out from that account, to provide for the child without her knowing. And then, I don't know how long they're going to keep the story going for, but I expect Jess to make a phone call and say, "So you know the results then, Rob, forward Usher," and there'll be snapshots of the truth that will come out. Good boy, Usher, find the door. Ush, get on with it, you don't need to do that. Find the door. That was silly. Go on, straight, go on. Good boy. He does this weird thing where it's a door that's only open on one side, so he swings all the way to the left to then come at it at a weird right angle. Strange dog. He's a strange doggy. Come on, then. Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen. I think that there'll be a phone call. There'll be a snapshot phone call that you'll hear. Come on, down you go. And that's what will happen. He'll flunk the test. He's found a way of photocopying. I mean, this is the Archers. You don't need complicated reasoning, do you? The stories are a little primitive at times, really, in their creation and maintenance. So we're going to get loads of stupid announcements now, I want to imagine. Good boy, Ash. Okay, stand here. A bit further forward then. Come on. Good boy. He'll do. By the drain. There you go. Come on. Yeah, so I think that's what's happened there. I think that's what happened. He's definitely the father. Something dodgy going on there. And if he isn't, he's still ploughed away from home with Helen. Helen is. That's going to just explode one day. Probably Christmas. It's going to go till at least Christmas before that one really explodes. It's been going on for nearly 2 years. Boring as, really, in some respects. Adam and Charlie. Well, Fiona and BJ's take on it is that you know, they obviously really got the chemistry there. So they just fancy each other, guys, that's all. It's almost like can't have sort of stuff or difficult to have. And they will, I expect. It kicked off New Year's, didn't it? And they were snogging. And this was Adam and Adam, who is already going out with and been long-term relationship with Ian. Adam Aldridge, isn't it? Copping off with Charlie, who is the new henchman for the big man around the parts of the Archers. So they've copped off with each other. Now there's this uneasy kind of curiosity between them, I suppose. And that will happen, and yeah, it'll be some mad affair thing, I would imagine. And then that will be that. And it will be nasty, and it like it'd be an EastEnders type thing on the farm, where
please note
Ian will kill someone or something.
You should buy your tickets before boarding a train.
Yeah, we do know that.
Where no ticket facilities are available.
Yeah.
Please purchase at your first opportunity.
What, do you mean you're meant to get off at the next station and keep finding the ticket hall while the train waits for you until you get a ticket and then get on? Yeah, that's going to work. Stupid people. Although, as an aside, they, in one day, collected £8,000 from this station and the neighbouring station because people weren't paying their tickets, just getting away with it, just not even bothering. It is Northfield and the area thereof, y'all. My case, Longbridge, was a bit better these days, but yeah. Anyway,
Then I think the other thing, them two, those two. There was something else. Oh, and that's right. And then so Charlie's put the temptation in Pip, who's David Archer's oldest daughter's ear, to go and see the world. And yes, I agree. Ruth and David, mum and dad of Pip, won't be very pleased when they hear that that's happened. The chemistry between Dan and Pip, yeah, it was all right. I mean, they're not getting off together, are they? That's not going to happen, surely. That they're cousins. Right, okay. But it is the Archers, so who knows? Local things for local people and all that, so you never know. But yeah, they even had them putting their pints down, although I thought he was drinking his pint rather. Is it vociferous? It was like, it's always the way with the Archers. You could do an edit of the Archers each week where you could have, yeah, that's what you should do. You should, this is my idea, but you can have it, you two. Fiona and BJ. Oh, train, hang on. Clearly not the one I'm meant to be catching. This idea where you could do is spot the Archers episode, and you could, for a particular week, you just choose a day, and all you do is record all that plonk a pint and all that, and you could guess. Someone's looking at me like weird. You could guess the Archers episode, and the person could win something like a little prize of some sort, like a boiled sweet or something. And that would be cool. They'd have to guess the episode. Because I think you could. If you were avid, and they do talk about Archers fans being avid Archers fans, aphids more like. But yeah, you could do that. You could guess the Archers episode. But you must credit me with that idea at the very least. I think it's wicked. Mind you, it would take 15 minutes because most of it is that, isn't it? Lots of. Because they have to overemphasise because it's audio, apparently. Okay, so Rob and Ian, thingy, oh, crikey. So, okay, you were talking about Shula and Alistair. Yeah, he's interesting. Far away man, so anything could happen there now that Richard Locke's come back into the equation. It's sort of obvious, really. What's happened to Roy and Lizzie? I don't think that's gone, you know. I don't think it has. And all very quiet at the moment, but I think there's some time being bided. The only trouble is with the Archers is that often storylines are actually along real life, in my opinion. So, you know, things take 2 years in the Archers because they take 2 years in real life. I'm not really sure about the wisdom of that. And I suppose the other thing is, are you including Archers? Oh, what was that thing called? I've forgotten the name of it. Archers, you know, the mini Archers thing where they do a sort of an off-piste kind of series. Occasional series, wasn't it? So the last one, I think, was around Matt going to Russia and stuff like that. What a load of tosh that was. Ambridge Extra. Yeah, I think they might have dumped that, hey. Anyway, production value, just touching up once more. Apparently, I'd heard from a BBC person that the reason that Stella Rush, that he didn't say anything about the Archers to say, but that the production values may have gone up because they want Birmingham to be the centre of audio drama for the BBC. Get Osh up. Because otherwise, it's a question, I think, of... come round, you. Come round. Come round. Good boy. Where are you going? You want to go there? Come on, then. Sit. Good boy. Oh, sit next to me. Ah, hello. Good doggy. So, yeah. I think they're supposed to be becoming an expert in the go-to area, because they've mothballed most of it. The mailbox. And they've got a pay lease on it till 2026, so they're going to be there for a while. Hello. Anyway, that's that. I think it's BJ and Fiona that are doing this. thing, but mine's like an offstage kind of version based on them, their efforts. But yeah, good idea, brilliant, and I'm sure I and others will feedback. Come back, that's it, just come back a bit. There you go, okay, that's good. Talking to Usher. We'll feedback on this from time to time, but yeah, great idea. So many more things I could say, but I shall save them, and other people may do. Right, bye bye. The Archers was produced by grabbing a piece of sellotape and putting some wood together and banging it into position with a nail. Producer was Emma Toy.